shaved him just for this occasion.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the New Year's ride begin.
High school to drink through the evening, just talking and singing. The moon, it is beaming, soon the sun will be rising. I'll wear my disguises and say my goodbyes. I'll see you back after the summer is over.
Over just like that. And Hank, I'm gonna throw out bonus points for you for three qualifications for that song for this show to open.
Yeah, that was called Derek, and it was by Small Hoop. And yeah, it fit the criteria in many
bike
ways.
Bike riding reference, opening song, fireworks reference.
Yep, 4th of July there, right at the beginning.
And yep. New Year's.
New Year's Eve, right at the very end.
So add that to the list for next year's 4th of July and December show as well. And I think we're going to challenge ourselves a little bit and make it all New Year's 4th of July songs, because we found like four or five by accident as we prepared this show today, and we're like, there's a lot of them out there. Then we ought to be able to put together a show next year for that. But that's not this show. This is the New Year's show.
Yes, Happy New Year's.
To show you where Hank and I are at right now mentally, we had decided, I don't know, was it last night, night before or something? We said, yeah, let's just do a straight New Year's show. We haven't done that for a long time, right? And we're like, yeah, because we've done other things. We've done the Blue Year's show last year.
Yep, the last year's.
We did the last year's show on New Year's. We did the Nude Year's show 1 year.
That was interesting.
Yes.
But, and unfortunately, it was only 2 years ago when we last did the
So that's
Year's
where
show.
We're at right now, folks, is like two years back, we don't remember a thing. But who does? Hank, who won the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Well, I know it wasn't the Vikings.
That's right. Well, that's an easy one, but... If you ask me, I don't have a clue. I don't know who it was. Wasn't it? It was probably. Oh,
Kansas
I know
City,
it was Kansas
probably.
City. Yeah, that was their last one, and then they lost last year in the Super Bowl. Right? Is that what happened? See? Oh gosh, we're really losing.
It meant a lot at the time, but not so much now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, lots of good music to get to on the show, Hank. You really did. Class it up with a good opener song there, and in this set I'm gonna throw down a couple of shorties, one from Ricky Lee Jones and one from a band called 181.
I'll toss in a Joe Purdy.
Okay, and I'll begin it here though, if you don't mind, Hank, with Mary Chapin Carpenter. This one's simply titled New Year's Day.
Last night of December, and the moon is nearly full, and the front door pulls a draft in every time it opens wide, and you are telling me a story from another time and life. And the waitress brings our order, and we're tucked in mighty close, and I feel like we belong among the living and these ghosts. And I know that I'm dreaming as I memorize each part in the telling lies a reverie, in the details lie the heart, like the folds of summer dresses, like the scent upon my wrist, like the way you played guitar, like a boxer punches with his fist. taken or just lost to me. It's better now to say I dwell in possibility on New Year's Day. It's a jukebox or a bandstand, and we're on another round. And the night's just getting started, or the night's just winding down. And your stories are not clouded yet by the ale or by the gin. They just make me feel as if I've known you all my life again. Like the folds of summer dresses, the scent upon my wrist, like the way you play guitar, like a boxer punches with his fist. And taken or just lost to me, it's better now to say I dwell in possibility on New Year's Day. What it looked like when we started walking home. The night sky bleached to silver against the city's bones. In dreams or in our waking, it's just enough to say love and grace and endless flowers be ours on New Year's Day. And the folds of summer dresses and the bangles on my play guitar like a boxer punches with his fist. And taken or just lost to us, it's better now to say we dwell in possibility on New Year's Day.
Song on New Year's Eve, thinking days gone by, dreaming of all good things to come, singing that old anxiety. I hope this year won't be like the last. I hope that my money will hold. I hope that today won't go by too fast. I hope that my good gal will show. I hope I can be some use to this world. I won't be too prideful to try. Realize that sometimes it only takes one to make a difference in another one's life. And I hope I can find the courage to speak when there's something that needs being said. I hope that my words will not tear us apart, but to bring people closer instead. All this useless killing will stop. I hope that the hatred will slow. I hope there's a calm come over the hand of the ones who have anger to show. And I hope that the families displaced by war find a country so brave and so bold to let down the guards and open their arms to the ones who have nowhere to go. That it rains on dry mountains and fiery hillsides, that the winds of change blow swift through our hearts, that we'll lay down our weapons, not fire the first shot, that the ones who march brave on the streets arm in arm, that their stories be told, that their causes live on, that we'll right all our wrongs, put an end to all war, that we'll reach for compassion till there's bloodshed no more, that we teach every child so they might rise above. Yeah, the power means nothing in a world without love. Don't you see? Don't you see? Don't you see?
There's whiskey on my breath and sorrow in my eyes. My tears have gone missing in the moments of need. I've heard all the stories and read all the books. What a relief, I'll be alone. As empty can be, it's filled up with nothing, and the light can shine through. Oh, clouds be gone, it won't be long. I believe I'll be alone on New Year's Eve. Winter is long, and it's just begun. It's cold and it's void and it's free of any fun. Oh Lord, I will fill this canvas with joy. What relief, I'll be alone on New Year's Eve.
Secrets in, then again, years may go by. back. You saved your own special friend, 'cause here you need something to hide real, and you stay inside that foolish grin when every day now secrets in. Then again, years may go by. Thank you.
such a bad year that this year could only be better. Last year went down the drain. They all do, really. Why complain? Drink a cup of kindness yet and say goodbye to our regrets. Ooh, it's January. Ooh, it's January. Ooh, it's January.
It's an amazing thing, Hank, as we just approached the halfway point, and we have a stack of songs here already in the show. So must been a bargain on short songs this week at the song store for us.
Yeah, what we have, six in a row there.
Yeah, I finished it there. That was a Scrawl, who I've never heard of, with a song called 1159. In parentheses, is January. Interesting.
Yeah, very good one. Otis Redding, Carla Thomas, with their New Year's resolution.
Ricky Lee Jones was ahead of that on Saturday afternoons in 1963. There was a reference in there to the years passing.
Yeah, you had 181 also. A couple real short ones there.
Yeah, they were so 181 with that minute and a half alone New Year's Eve. And that one, I think, also a very small number of views on that thing. Very short song. Well, but cool.
Worth digging up there.
Well, it means nobody else had it on their show this week.
I had Joe Purdy. Before that, New Year's Eve.
And of course, we went to New Year's Day as well with Mary Chapin Carpenter. And that was a stack of New Year's songs brought us only up to the halfway point here, which we've passed over now, Hank. So,
but the quality.
The quality, Hank. Yes.
It's yep. Job one.
The riders and listeners are getting their money's worth this week, I think, at least in quantity. I think the quality's there as well. I hope so. Should we start another set and see?
Uh-oh. I feel the pressure of that one.
You're up.
So I'll pull out Ray Wiley Hubbard, New Year's Eve at the Gates of Hell.
It's New Year's Eve at the gates of hell. Give the Antichrist a cigarette and tell him the boys here all the way from Oklahoma. And oh Lord, what the hell is that aroma? It's Jimmy Perkins and the other sons of bitches who ripped off musicians and they stole their riches. They're burning over yonder with the Fox News whores. And oh look, is that the singer for the Doors? Nope, my mistake, cause no matter what they did, boys deserve to be in heaven. And by the way, kid, why am I here when I wasn't that
churches, but I never wore plaid. Now I know I'm funky and strip bar dirty, and I like a Les Paul through a Vox AC30. There's something about a lipstick pickup plugged into a blonde Tremolux. I guess I deserve to be burned alive since I bought my 1590S 335. And sure, I drank a lot of gin and tonic, but I never threw away my Panasonic. I kept the turntable through my divorce, played Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Drunk out of my mind, saying tonight's the night. It was as lethal on vinyl as China White. Now maybe one time I used a Ouija board, and I never learned to make a B-flat chord. So I got a double-headed snake tattoo. I love Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. The action and the motion of a roulette wheel, and a woman walking away in a pair of high heels. And once I drew to an inside straight flush, and I wished I could sing like Otis Rush. The truth of the matter is I really can't sing, but I can quote Martin Luther King. His words are stronger than angel dust is. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Now back to New Year's Eve at the gates of hell. It's kind of like the Beverly Hills Hotel. If you want to get a table next to the fire, a sign says jacket and tie required. The devil is bad and God, of course, is good. There's one thing I never understood. God throws us down in hell for all our sins, burning in a fire and it never ends. The decision is made at the highest level. Seems God outsources his work to the devil, like he's an employee on the vice squad. It appears like the devil is working for God. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Jimmy Perkins is a lying son of a bitch. Oh, that's good.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for having me, man. And happy Coronaversary, everybody.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving, but now the days go by so fast, and it's one more day up in the canyon. One more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, wish you would. Na 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 na, yeah. The smell of hospitals in winter. A lot of oysters, oh, but no pearls. Then all at once, you look across a crowded room to see the way that light attaches to a girl, a girl, a girl, a girl. And it is one more day up in the canyon. It's one more night in Hollywood. Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na sometime after 2 a.m. And we talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. And it's been a long December, and there is reason to believe that maybe this year will be better than the last. I try to tell myself to hold on to these moments as they pass. And it's one more day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. So long since I have seen the ocean. It's been so long since I have seen the ocean. Oh, 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 oh. It's been so long since I have seen the ocean. Yeah. And I guess I should.
bad moves there. I don't think it was a bad move to play that song, but
I thought it was a great move.
New Year's reprieve, and got another bicycle hit in there, so.
Weird, Hank. It just keeps showing up. Lots of coincidences in the music lately. I had Counting Crows before that with Long December. Now, we've played that before on the show, but it's been a while as well. That being a live version from the Jimmy Kimmel Show right
great
there.
Great version.
Yeah, very nice.
And Ray Wiley Hubbard, New Year's Eve at the Gates of Hell, and that seems kind of pertinent to play this year.
Yeah, it fit in with where we're at, space and time right now. A little RWH always hits home. He's certainly not one to hold back anything when it comes to a sharp pencil to his lyrics. And good stuff, Hank, throughout the show. That was a lot of songs. We got 10 in already. That's pretty good. We're coming up, into the last quarter of this week's ride. And, first let me tell you, you listen to the Bike Rides on the radio show, and if you want to hear more Bike Rides, you can go to dansbikerides.com anytime and listen to past episodes or past New Year's shows as well. We got goofy ones up there. Or you can listen by podcast and just get the app, and you can get your music that way. And on the Maverick here every week, 1 o'clock, and on the KMSU app. I mean, can't hide these days.
It's everywhere.
Yep, we're everywhere. Hank, you know, the new year is a time of reflection for a lot of people, and a lot of, tradition to that. But really, it's kind of silly when you think about it. It's just a number. It's just turning over a number, you know. That's all it is. So I'll play along a little bit, you know, and reflect a little bit. And first, I want to thank you for the last year, Hank, for all you've done for the radio show.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan. I mean, the radio show, and you have, you know, benefited me quite a bit too, so it's a good outlet. So
it sure is. I don't know where we'd be sometimes without it these days. And that kind of brings me around to how I want to, you know, kind of finish the show here and mention that, you know, I was watching the Jimmy Kimmel Show the other night on TV, you know, and he has had a year, right?
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
He's literally in a war of words with the president of the United States, and that's not funny anymore. It's a scary place to be. This is
absolutely
a scary place to be.
Yep, you're in the crosshairs, and
yep, he puts himself out there.
It's
and you know, he reflected on his year. He got emotional when he talked about it, and he was fired. He was fired, and the people brought him back.
Yeah.
It was the people. It was the demand of the people that brought him back. And he was humbled.
Fired for what?
Yeah.
Violating free speech?
Right, right. I mean, it was obviously bogus, and he's back in place, and he signed a new contract even for another year, right? So he's not going anywhere right now.
Yeah, his ratings are through the roof.
And I think as long as they're not going anywhere, he's not going anywhere is what he feels. And that's the kind of the way I feel, Hank, with the show. As long as they're there, we're going to be here. And we're holding space. When people talk about these days, it's kind of a trendy kind of a description of it, in psychological terms, perhaps, you know, holding space for your, but we're holding space for people that need it right now, because those spaces are shrinking. Those safe spaces are shrinking, and we've had a lot of shows that are pretty dark lately, starting, you know, I mean, the whole year, really, but Black Friday, our, you know, typical shows that would be a little more upbeat, Christmas, New Year's, haven't been.
They haven't.
And that's because, how can you be?
Been a lot of years running. I mean,
right.
Take care of yourself and do things that make you feel good and make you happy. But
and when I say we're saving space, Hank, I'm talking about that depressing music that we play. I'm sure we have this reputation. You know, my sister says she can't listen without, you know, getting a box of tissues out and that sometimes. And I say, good, because that's exactly what I'm going for. That's exactly what we're going for on the Bike Rides Radio Show, is to hit on those emotions. We're saving space for those people that want that. And they're out there, and I know it.
Yeah, you got to work to feel good these days. And, you know, this is... But yet, reality isn't quite that way. And we are in a dark place, and I do have more empathy than I had before all this is coming down on our country.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, if nothing else, you know, maybe we come out on the other side of this better. We're not there yet. We are not there yet.
It's been a long, slow ride to where we're at.
Finish the ride this week, Hank, with a little more traditional song, and in Dan Fogelberg. We've played it before, everyone's played it before, but the same old Lang Syne is one that's always kind of touched me. And he talks about how it seems to be a common, the story that he tells in this song seems to be so common, of a thread. He hit on a thread of people that have experienced exactly what he describes in his song, and he talks about a little of that up front. And I don't know. Sometimes it just feels good to cry a little bit, Hank, and maybe that's where this song will take us.
Yep. Right. I don't feel good about fairness and decency.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you next year, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show.
So many people through the years have come forward and said, wow, this is exactly what happened in my life. You know, it's like you wrote, how could you know that that happened? But those songs are few and far between where you touch a nerve in a lot of people about a particular incident in their lives. And Auld Lang Syne was that way.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. I stood behind her in the frozen boots, and I touched her on the sleeve. She didn't recognize the face at first, but then her eyes flew open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled her purse, and we laughed until we cried. She married her an architect.
up to warm and safe and dry. She would have liked to say she loved the man, but she didn't like to lie. I said the years had been a friend to her, that her eyes were still as blue.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Mankato. George Bailey. R.I.P. Dan Fogelberg.
A wimboe, a wimboe, a wimboe, a wimboe, a wimboe, a wimboe.